Let's delve into some social science. A repeated criticism of most studies in psychology is that they involve mainly or even only people like me who are called weird. WEIRD, an acronym for white, educated, industrialized, rich, certainly by global standards, and democratic, living in putative democracies. Sociology professors looking for people to be study subjects commonly found them in abundance among the students, who again, like me, are largely weird. A massive study by Jonathan Schultz and colleagues offers some illumination why such people tend to be individualistic, independent, impersonally pro-social, trusting of strangers, and lower in conformity. They are less tethered to a small, tight group of relatives. Schultz et al. Compared countries, finding an interesting and strong correlation. The more centuries that a country had been exposed to the Roman Catholic Church, the more its citizens are individualistic, trusting of strangers, and less conforming. As a possible causal link, the team pointed to the Church's work to break up narrow, intense, kin-based institutions, such as by its ban on cousin marriage, that can help people see themselves in a broader community, such as the Church viewed in the large. An unintended consequence for the Church was that the citizens also became less conforming to Church dogma. The majority of American Catholics famously ignore the Church teachings on birth control. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.